Hello, everyone. I'm Giovanni Brusto, the media mogul, here with today's guest, blogger Tiger Leone and Fort Lauderdale rapper and DJ Grayson Jubilee, also known as Jubilee King B, and this is season two of the PopGlitz.com radio show. For those who don't know or remember, Tiger's a longtime friend of the show, and it's been about, what, say a year since we last recorded?
Yes, a little over a year now.
Oh, my God. Wow. So how have you been doing?
I've been great, actually. I am getting my new website off of the ground and hosting my own podcast as of now. And I've undergone a name change, so I am rebranding myself under the Tiger Leone name. So as you know, it was formerly Tiger Lily Rock and TigerLilyRock.com, but now it's Tiger Leone. So just doing some rebranding and trying to, you know, get the podcast and things off on the right foot.
I mean, isn't that fun, like the logo changes and web design? I mean, the, you know, URL and email addresses, all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. And honestly, this is the first time that I've put in so much work for something. I mean, the last time I worked on everything with TigerLilyRock.com and everything, it was just a little, you know, like, kind of half done. It wasn't as in detail as this, because now with my podcast, I have it streaming on iTunes and things. So I'm trying to be more serious with it. It is kind of hard with getting guests. I have people that want to be guests on the show, but then they don't want to take the time to, you know, clear their schedules and things. So that's another thing I'm dealing with right now. But other than that, I feel like it's going to, you know, take off here shortly. I'm definitely glad to be able to be a part of your show this evening.
Thank you. And I'm glad to have you back. And I'm pretty sure that it's going to go well. And we've known each other for a good 6 or so years.
Mm-hmm.
And King, or other person, Grayson, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You hear me?
Okay, great. Yes, I can hear you. I thought I saw you connected. So I understand you just finished DJ set till like the wee hours of the morning today. How did that go?
It was fine. Like it was fine as usual. You know, then I'm in when you're just spending the time. It's like one moment it's 12:30, then your blanket turn around and it's I'm gonna call and beat you home. So, you know, but I enjoy what I do. You know, stand up late hours and party. Yes. I'm sorry. People got to interrupt me when I'm trying to do my shit. You know, I tell them they don't care. But, no, send them to the wee hours of the morning. Able to just be yourself. Pretty much be wide open from the minute you clock in. You clock out. About that. And what I do, that is fun. And I'm, hey, I'm getting back in the swing of things.
All right.
You know, this is the. So these fellas is on Thursdays and Saturdays. It's like the first steady DJing gig I've had in like a year since I took some time off. So just getting back to the swing of things. It's awesome. I feel good.
That's good. And we've had some of your work featured on our site, which I'm glad to do. I'm a supporter, so. All right, now to get things started, this week was quite the dirty one in Hollywood, as I would say. Daytime talk show host Wendy Williams revealed on Conan O'Brien that her 13-year-old son walked in on her giving his dad a quote-unquote favor. The only thing worse than walking in on your parents having sex, I would say, is to be watching them perform oral, which you probably don't even know what it is at that time or why. Has anyone caught their parents doing it? Growing up, Tiger?
Not caught as far as, like, how Wendy described that scene, especially the fact that she said she continued what she was doing. Because
oh, my God,
like,
I missed that.
She has an open door policy. Like, they keep the doors open in their house. And she basically blamed her son for, you know, I guess, being up at that time and walking by. But I guess you're supposed to clear his throat or something when you're walking by a room. I don't know. I mean, I've had a moment where I thought that my mom was doing something, but I was like in second grade and They were like, well, this is wrestling or something. And now that I'm old, I'm like, that is like the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And I was just like, I mean, at that age, I knew what sex was, but I wasn't really like, I mean, I didn't really care either way. I think they were more disturbed than I was because I didn't really know what was going on. I just happened to be like walking, you know, to the room. But I think that them trying to explain it made it a lot worse. At that point with me being the age that I was. But other than that, I haven't heard anything, and I try to, like, not think about it, honestly. It's just not something that I want to think about my parents doing at all. My stepmom kind of gives a little too much information at times, and I'm like, I really just don't want to know about some of this stuff. Like, just, you know, keep it between you and my dad. Like, it's just gross. I'm sorry.
I think the wrestling part was kind of clever. I didn't think that didn't sound so bad. So I guess when I have children, I might consider using that one, given what type of possible position is going to be believable.
Are we really sitting here? I'm saying, are we really sitting here trying to bullshit? 11, 12. Oh, he said he's 13. Wow. He was 13 or was he?
Yeah, he was 13, yeah.
What
would you do if you were in that situation?
He's 13, so at 13, we would have had this talk by 5 years prior, so he would have already known pretty much what was going on, why it was happening, and the reason that it was happening. He would have already known before. You can't even send a kid into middle school
to
these days.
They've never had that talk.
Well, he's 15
and that's,
now.
And that's
seriously.
Crazy. But I think that's crazy in itself right there.
See. Now, Grayson, have you walked in on your parents before?
I mean, I have, but at the time, you know, they didn't know that I did, but I had to kind of piece together taking place. Like after I got the quote-unquote talk, that's when I was able to look back in my memory and go, oh, so that's what that was. I think actually, even though it's very disgusting, it's slightly traumatizing and nothing that no kid like wants to experience, I actually do think it's better than the inverse. I'd rather walk in on my parents and see and have my mind tainted than never see them express emotion at all, because that's what I witnessed, like, between, you know, pretty much like my dad and like my stepmother. Never seen them express emotion to one another or any type of affection. So, I mean, that's really, really weird. That's
a good
much
point.
Weirder than walking in on your parents' opposite. Because
I think
crazy.
That I would agree, because
that
at least that
point.
Is that is remotely acceptable or normal, rather.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say that
yeah.
I was blessed not to catch my parents doing it growing up. I grew up with my grandparents, so the thought of that at that age is probably much worse than you all could have experienced. And my granddad wore like a size 45 jeans, so that probably wouldn't have been a good sight.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
I don't know, man.
But,
I don't know. Your granddad, he's the reason you here, so you never know.
And he had 8 children, 9 actually. So yeah,
it's fertile for no reason.
Well, you
very
know
good.
What, though? It's funny. As weird as I feel thinking about the parent thing, my great-grandmother, and she's still alive. She turns 101 this year. I know more about her sex life than I do my parents, because she volunteered all of that information when I was a kid. There's stuff that she told me that I can never erase from my mind.
Wow.
And, you know, like she was born in 1915. I think it's 1915. And, yeah, 1915.
Oh my God.
So the stuff that they dealt with, she thought, you know, back then, like even with birth control and stuff like that, the stories that she would tell us about what they would do, she was like, we would go sit in ice cold water after sex. And I'm like, what? Like, what are you doing? You know, like the stories that I
wow.
heard from her, it's weird that I know all of that kind of stuff, but thinking about my parents is still like, ew, like I don't want to think about you being 50 years old and having sex and ew, like it's just gross. But for her, you know, like the stories that she's told and the stuff that she's seen, like, I can't even unsee it for her. So it's a little, I don't know, grandparents and grandparent sex, I don't know what that's all about. So,
Now,
it just made me cringe.
Just a couple years ago in 2014, Wendy sat on her couch crying, giving great big manly crocodile tears, saying her son didn't like her. Now, just imagine how he must feel after seeing his mom going down on his dad. I am pretty sure he was terrified to walk in on his parents and see two great big linebackers going at it in bed. I think that was sending a child into therapy. So just think, take a minute to think about that image.
No, I thought about it when I read it, and it was enough for me. I was like, oh, my, like, you know.
And you know that... you know that her husband was caught with a transgender a few years ago as well. It might have been last year.
Oh, I didn't know that at all.
He might have a thing for strong women. Shit.
He could.
Wendy's not a very small woman, nor is she a very petite woman, but she's definitely strong. But, you know, I'm one of those type of people that, if you date a transgender woman, to me, that doesn't necessarily make you gay. Because I think that a lot of men are confused about what they're actually attracted to. I think some men are not attracted to actually women. They're attracted to femininity. And now, at a certain point, they don't really care what's attached down there. I mean, and that's fine with me. Because if you date transgender women, but you have no sexual attraction to men or the masculine or the masculine energy of them, then, I mean, I can't really consider you gay, I mean, because you don't like men, you know? You don't like me. So, I mean, so maybe he's one of those people. I got a lot of friends like that.
That's why he's attracted to her.
Yeah, don't it make sense? Then that shit just come 360?
And I think the child, again, he's probably damaged. You know,
well, he's
knowing
probably
that it's
damaged from a lot more than walking in on that situation with Wendy being his mom. So I doubt that was like icing on the cake at that point.
He does have a synthetic marijuana addiction, she said. So
see, and she puts all his business out there.
And if I recall correctly, wasn't there a scare of her son being gay or something? Like, she was raging about gays like a few years ago, and then there was a story about her son might possibly be gay. I remember I kept hearing about that, but I couldn't find it today. Anyone remember that?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Nope.
No. I promise I did not make that one up. now, someone who...
That disappear.
You know, some stories do, I swear. That I know from being the research king that I am. Some things just vanish. Now, someone who did have to put up with listening to their parents getting it on growing up was Kim Kardashian. She said that she's heard her mom so loud that she could hear her from downstairs. And the kicker is that she was referring to her childhood, which means that she just might have been referring to Caitlyn back when she was a he, or possibly O.J. Simpson. Because, you know, that story's always been out there. Now, I just want you to think about Caitlyn Jenner, dress and all, causing Kris Jenner to scream throughout the house.
Well, she had to keep that act going for a long time. And you know what? What Caitlyn has said is that she didn't really see herself not dating women, you know, like for a while. And then I think she kind of goes back and forth. So I don't think it was ever a thing of her not being attracted to women. She just prefers to dress, you know, and behave as a woman herself. You know, it's kind of a weird thing. I try not to think too much into it because it's not my personal preference. And I'm like, whatever floats your boat, you know, if your partner's fine with that, that has nothing to do with me. But, you know, like, she was interested in Kris, and I think that she was interested in Kris for a long time until Kris got on, you know, on camera and turned into this, like, crazy mominger and everything and taking over and just being overbearing. I don't know. I don't know how their relationship was back then, but it's possible. that she made Chris scream.
I believe it. Shit.
I'm still sticking with OJ on this.
I believe it. Let me tell you, I believe it. Let me tell you why.
Because
down here in South Florida, some of these trans girls, some of these trans girls, no matter how, they are part donkey. When I'm doing the stories, when I say they be tearing these little boys up, they be taking these little boys asunder. For what? Okay. And now this is just hearsay. It might be just hearsay. Asunder. Now this might just be hearsay, but I get my shit from a very reliable source or sources. And when you hear the same room about 4 or 5 times concerning different people, but in the same type of way, you're just like, yeah, there got to be some truth to it. Hey, but it ain't nothing. Ain't nothing wrong with it. You know, I've seen porn now. Some of them can really get you run for your money. Shit. Hey, I'm just saying, you were talking about it.
To each his own, I'm sitting.
Can Kayla make a scream? Probably.
Probably.
I'll wait for that tape.
I know they were supposed to be selling one. I think that someone was threatening to sell it of her. And I don't know if it was an issue of, like, not getting enough money for it. It was something like that, but there was supposed to be one. But as for her sex life, they did say that she shares a wall with, I think, Kim, or one of them, with her new black boyfriend, I think Bieber's security guard, the big black guy. And you could hear that, and they said you could hear, like, the headboard slamming and her hollering, like, all hours of the night. She's in her 60s. And how old is he? I think he's 30.
He's, like, in his 30s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's, like, with the sister's age. Like, I don't think he's Kim's age. He might even be, like, Chloe's age.
Are they
still together, though? Because I haven't seen them photographed recently together, her and
him. To my knowledge, they are. Now, what were you saying, King? So, as you know,
Kim K upset all of Hollywood this week by posting yet another nude selfie of herself, butterball naked, down to her kasloppis. I don't know what they're upset about.
Oh. I mean, it isn't anything we haven't seen already. But Bette Midler jumped in, and she said if she wanted to show us a part of her body we haven't seen before, she'd have to swallow her camera. And records show that she has already had experience in doing that. But then again, I don't remember. With Ray J, did she consume? did she consume or not?
That video was so long ago, so boring. I don't even remember all of the details.
Yeah, it was the most boring. It was the most boring, awful sex I've ever heard in my life. I don't know how the hell she got famous off of that. It's like, I bet every girl that ever came after Ray J, no, whoever had Ray J before that girl, thought to herself, damn, I could have got paid. But nope, the Armenian girl made the money. I guess she has some more business sense, I suppose. Shit.
Yeah, two D-list celebrities. I mean,
she had
celebrity.
Good friends, too.
Yeah, she was
because
trolling.
Because, you know, at the time, Ray J wasn't even a big enough star. How the hell Ray J got you on?
Keep in mind that if her father was an attorney and her mother was married to the attorney.
But
her father wasn't a celebrity. But her father wasn't trying to be no famous celebrity. He just so happened to be involved with the right case with the right people. In the case that just became one of the biggest like trials in fucking history, and that's the only reason he got swept up in that. He didn't seek after fame. He actually, you know, kind of detested it. He actually did his best to stay out of the limelight and have that type of lifestyle. He didn't want that for his kids.
Yeah.
He didn't want that for his family. But that's what the result was.
Yeah, I mentioned attorney just because, I mean, having that legal expertise and knowledge is kind of what helped, in my opinion, start the show, you know, promote it, get all the, those good connections and everything. It pays to have a good attorney now. I'm just saying, I'm sure they had just a tiny bit.
Well,
just
your
a tiny
attorney
bit
should not be a celebrity.
That always skews things, yeah. And look, Pink, she said that Kim needed to put some clothes on. But I don't know if anyone remembers, but in the early 2000s, when she was much bigger, she's been in pretty in many a naked spread herself. But at least, as I see it, she made some money from hers, whereas Kim was just being a thought for thought's sake. My issue with Kim is that after almost 10 years of her sex tape coming out, her career has not progressed. She still feels the need to remind us she's got those Tupperware hips and that Home Depot silicone booty. How do you feel about Kim, Tiger?
I don't feel any kind of way about her posting that. It's not something that we're not used to. She's done it a lot of times.
A lot.
And I'm all about feeling liberated and everything. My only problem with it is that she came to the defense of it when people said negative things, but you have to understand, if you're going to put yourself out there like that, especially her with her celebrity, if you put yourself out like that, you're going to get compliments and then you're going to get people that hate you for it. And I don't like that she tried to take on this whole female empowerment thing. The only reason she did that was just to excuse her narcissism. Like, she only posted that picture to get compliments. And then she went back, like, a day later and was like, it was a throwback. I'm glad that you guys think that that's what I look like now, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, you
didn't. Why didn't you say that in the first
like
place?
It was a throwback. Like, she posted it like, this is last night. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to wear. Forget it. I'm just going to go naked. Like, what was the purpose in doing it? I mean, it, you know, like, if you're going to post it, own up to the reason why you're posting it in the first place. Don't apologize for anything. I mean,
well, you know, she's always been very, she's always been very self-conscious. I mean, look at how, you know,
well,
the crying that she does on the show.
Yeah, she's cried all the time when she's been photographed naked. Remember when she did the one magazine, not Playboy, but after Playboy, where she was in the silver body paint and she got mad because you could see
oh.
her whole butt and her boobs and everything. And she cried and was like, they told me none of that would be visible. I'm never getting naked again and all this. And that was just a good 4 years ago.
You know what? Let me tell you.
Like, I only want to be naked under my terms, like with these photographs. But then you're still taking your clothes off for these people at the same time, and then get mad only because you don't like the way that you were photographed. You know, it's
well.
Just
go ahead, King. I would like to express first. Let me get this out here now. I am so apathetic about most things that she does or that family does is ridiculous, but. I feel that when she posted that picture, the caption should have read this. Hi, pay me enough attention lately. You didn't give a fuck about my second child when it was born. I didn't get the press that I want, and somehow my husband's debt has overshadowed me. So, look at my naked body. If it got on, then why not? Hell, it'll keep. If it gets you on, it might keep you on. She came in butt naked. She gonna go out butt naked, and that's how it's gonna be.
Right.
Let Kim be naked because that's her talent. That's what she has to offer the world. That's her art, being naked. That's how she made it. That's how she's going to keep it. That's how she's going to die with it. She ain't got no album. What she has to show for her is a very tacky and deceitful fucking freemium game on the internet. That's her celebrity. She's who sold fake clothes to little girls everywhere. And the naked bitch. But hey, I love Kim. I can't she is fine, so I can't dislike her off that alone. But hey, let her get naked.
I mean, you know, I'm just like the woman made money with what she has, and she mentioned that it's much harder to get people to like you based on your personality versus talent. That's what she told Barbara Walters.
She tried. When did she try? Tell me when she tried.
I don't know, but you know, all I can say is I can relate in the sense of, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of being on air, which is why we've probably not had very many shows You know, I get a lot of invitations, but it kind of takes a lot even just to sit and be cheery and have public conversation. not to say it's impossible. And that's just on radio. You know, then let's add the piece of television, the visual part. Now I have to sit and smile and, like, not roll my eyes on camera in front of people. I know it sounds ridiculous, but that's just my thing. So I can at least, I can understand a little bit, you know, trying to be a likable person for media purposes can be a little stressful. And since we were talking about, you know, nudity and whatnot, Hulk Hogan admitted in court this week that he did not have a 10-inch penis. Now, if you're wondering why we need to know the size of a 60-some-year, why we need to know the size of a 60-some-year-old man's penis, it's because he's in the middle of a $100 million lawsuit with gossip blog Gawker for leaking a sex tape of his. He waited to have a sex tape when he was about 60 years old. He says they invaded his privacy and he was devastated. Their counterclaim is, if you're so damn devastated, why did you get up and start doing interviews to discuss the leaked sex tape? And his response, and pay attention, he says that the things that he says in these interviews are not to be believed. They are done so in the name of this personality he's created of Hulk Hogan and not real name of Terry, isn't it? Yeah, Terry Bollea.
Well, you know what?
So
he
said, I also said in an interview that I have a 10-inch penis. He said, and guess what? That's not true. So you can't believe what I say while under the name of Hulk Hogan. All of us here go by pseudonyms, I believe. Now, does anyone decide to use, you know, decide to attribute their actions to their alter ego versus themselves, King?
Well, you know what? Well, when it comes to wrestlers have special discernment of, like, from other celebrities and other people in the entertainment industry, where they kind of have to take their moniker and their character with them forever. Like, we understand, and
forever.
So even though forever, even though, you know, a lot of it, you know, a lot of the wrestling is very competitive. It's very, it takes a lot of endurance. Yeah. It does take a lot. You have to be a true athlete to do it. But a big part of it is acting. We know this. But you know how actors, Leonardo DiCaprio can play a role. Johnny Depp can play whoever the hell he played. Jack Sparrow. He can play the Mad Hatter, but when he goes in the street, nobody goes, hey, Mad Hatter. Nobody goes, hey, Jack Sparrow. No, call Johnny Depp his characters when he's out in the street, because they understand that he's an actor behind a character. It's the same with wrestlers, but except when they leave the ring and go out in the street, you're still Hulk Hogan. You're still Triple H. You're still China, and you're that person forever. You don't ever get to be yourself again. You don't ever get to be a regular, because, you know, a big part of wrestling is still making people believe that it's somewhat real. And if you ever disclose that you're a character, that goes out the window. You know, it's like you gotta make grown ass people, grown ass men, still believe in Santa Claus. That's what wrestling is about. It's like your good sense tells you it's not real, but it is real. Be real for you to keep enjoying.
Now, Tiger, what do you think about this? Because this is set to be a landmark case. The fact that anything that you say in public can essentially just be ignored in the court of law because you weren't yourself. You were technically out on the job as an entertainer. What do you think?
I know.
I
have it.
I don't get it. I mean, it's just like King said, if we know Johnny Depp as an actor. He's acting in movies. But Hulk Hogan is a brand. You know, we don't know him as Terry. We know him as Hulk Hogan. So, period. That's it. That would be like Beyonce not being, even though, say that her name wasn't Beyonce and she was just going by Beyonce, or how she does Sasha Fierce. We still attribute that to being Beyonce. It's not really a role. It's still you, like you're out here, you know, switching to this person to put on a show. It's not like they're playing a movie role. It's total. There's no script for that. There's no script. You've been Hulk Hogan all this time until you get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's,
and that's what I'm buying.
It's just even us with our names, like, you know, with me being Tiger Leone, like, I'm still responsible for what I tweet out because it's still physically me. I'm not another person. Like, I'm
okay. I have been sent legal documents to prove that, and have spoken to an investigator was sent to talk to me from an elected official here. So the fact that it was under some pseudonym or whatever really didn't mean anything. So nice try, because I'll go call them right now and say, hey, you know, you all unnecessarily attacked me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't do that. We're ambassadors of our brand.
He says that, but he says it's his publicist's responsibility to speak on his behalf and not him. So he can go out and be as reckless as he wants to in these interviews and tell whatever type of lie he wants and pretty much be exonerated of any type of responsibility.
But that's the problem with a lot of these celebrities, too. They put so much responsibility on these other people that they're paying all this money to. Yeah, you're paying millions of dollars to these people, but you're still responsible for yourself at the end of the day. Go ahead.
That's okay. I would like to add this. Do you know how many senior citizen women he has upset by telling this story about having 10 inches and then not having, and then coming back and saying
Well, first off, I don't know. Maybe nobody has been paying attention for the last, 30 years he's been wrestling. But we've seen him wear nothing forever. Did anybody ever, when he said that he had a 10-inch penis, that's like when you got that crazy cousin who's real cool, but when she say her crazy shit, you just ignore it automatically. That's what I did when I heard it. I was like, oh. Of course that's not true. Moving on.
I got a 10-inch
penis. What?
Until there's evidence. I think that the topic can be left up for discussion, and because he is trying to evade the law and use that as an excuse, I don't know whether this response or this rebuttal is true. We very well may. We may not.
We should ignore it. The crazy cousin.
I think
cousin.
That we
knew it wasn't true. Ignore it.
All right. So, moving right along to America's favorite black Republican, who famously wished us all happy Black History Month and all, but got hit in the head with a cabbage, with all but a cabbage, if anyone knew who the hell she was, Stacey Dash, told Leonardo DiCaprio that he needs to stop being Chicken Little, claiming the sky is falling, referencing the climate change acceptance speech that he had at the Oscars.
Oh, man.
I know that we discussed this before, so briefly, kind of fill us in on how you feel about his Oscars acceptance speech.
Let me tell
try
you,
and make
I only
it
turned
it
in,
as,
I only turned in on the
possible.
Oscars for that. I only turned in for waiting for Leo to finally get that damn goal. We all been waiting, and when he got up there, what I know I wanted. I know that we all wanted Leo to get up there, take both hands, and grab both his nuts and go, thank you, me, for being that dude, okay? Thank you to me. Thank you to my talent. Thank you to the movies I did. We want Leo to thank himself like one time. Got up there, thanked a bunch of fucking people that nobody ever heard of. Sounded like the most lamest, boringest person I've ever seen in my life. And then he starts talking about climate change. Now, when you have your time and your moment, then yes, you can use it however the fuck that you want to. But we want Leo to get up there and like to just and just like be caught dieseling, like cocky on him. He starts talking about melting ice. And that's very important. That's all of that. But that's one of those speeches that you save for like the Oscar after party or the interviews that like gonna come after that. And not when you on live TV and people looking at you and everybody like, bruh, really? Now, do I believe in climate change? I believe in science, and if science is proving that it's happening, then that's what I'm going to go with. However, Stacey Dash, she's a beautiful woman, but
She is what a lot of celebrities are. They're like, they're skin rashes. She is a skin rash. And with skin rashes, what you got to do is just don't fuck with it. They'll go away. Yeah, they're a little aggravating. But yeah, they're a little annoying. But if you scratch it, it's going to spread. And if you're going to start, don't pay attention to it. Mm-hmm. Just let her talk. If you don't let her talk, she will go away.
I want to just jump in. I have to say that, you know, I respect people's beliefs, you know, if you want to vote differently, et cetera. My only thing with her has always been that she does not appear media trained, for one. I mean, she never looks comfortable on air. Like, she always looks deer in headlights. And
she looks clueless, She looks clueless.
And, yes. But she's been doing this for about four years now. Since the last election,
Giovanni, you didn't get the joke. You didn't get the joke. Tiger got the joke. Thank you. I wanted to acknowledge. Yeah. Continue. Okay.
So, she does, and she just doesn't look like she is in it. I'm sorry, he just dropped. I guess I have to add him in a minute. Tiger, what did you think about? Did you have an opinion of either her comment or his speech?
Well, the sky is falling. Sorry to let her know. I definitely feel that climate change is real, only because, I mean, it was something I never paid attention to until I was in school and I had to do, actually in college, and I did biology. Was it biology? It was some type of a science class that I had to do, and I wrote about the polar ice cap melting and just seeing how the climate change has affected wildlife. That's what made me realize that it's real, you know, seeing how they've had to, you know, migrate and how it's changed things for the animals, you know, on top of what we're dealing with. You know, we had a weird winter, like it was very mild for a good portion of our, you know, season. And then it got really cold and now it's mild again. But I mean, it was a weird speech to give when he was accepting his speech. I mean, I wouldn't have given that one, but at the same time, he has a valid, you know, it was a good place to kind of spread whatever message you want to spread at that time, because millions of people are watching it. But now, anything that she says, I try not to entertain it, because she's just an idiot.
Like I said, I understand, you know, the merits and some of what she's saying. It just never comes across right. To me, just one second. Welcome back, King. But
T-Mobile, you know.
Hearing her, it's okay. Hearing Stacey Dash speak, it just never comes across right, because she just always seems uncomfortable. And I have to say that comedian Tina Fey said that she was sick of these stars using the Oscars for their liberal causes and what she called Hollywood bullshit. You know, she said that it's, you know, you want to talk, everyone's coming at her yelling about rape and corporate greed and climate change. And she's like, you know, guys, pick a lane. Like, which one is it? And many of these things they're discussing, you all complain about corporate greed under Bernie Sanders. But you're all rich. You're all saying it's awful what these businesses are doing to people, these corporations. But look at what you make. Do you know how much many production assistants make? Not very much, you know, to be chasing people, getting coffee. These kids in L.A. are not making anything.
Right.
So, yeah, you're being kind of a hypocrite. And just a little 2 cents or a little fact on climate change. Last year, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said we had the least amount of tornadoes in recorded history. The same happened for hurricanes. Droughts are less frequent, less severe, and generally the energy business or climate change business, as far as changing the energy we're on, is $1.5 trillion a year. So it's a big incentive in there to push a narrative.
But you know, I think
what were you saying?
See, this people, because the whole climate change
many,
is going to be
many
a
of the science
is gonna...
changed. Many of it's changed over the years. You know, we've had many scares that have just never materialized.
And you know, then that's fine. But my thing about it is, though, it's a very important subject, and it's highly debated. It's still very important. However, I think that we can get the same results if we kind of just – we need to, like, rebrand what we're calling it, because instead of saying let's focus on climate change, because that's a highly debatable topic. You know, there's proof for and proof against. Let's just say let's all work to cut back way back on pollution in general, because everybody can agree that we don't need to be polluting so damn much. For whatever cause that it's having on the earth, let's not debate that. Let's just say that we need to not stop making so much trash and putting so much CO2 and all of that in the atmosphere, because we can all agree on that. We know that can't be good,
yeah,
but let's not try to address
planet,
what actual concerns is doing. In general, let's just push that all-inclusive agenda right there, and I think that it'll be a little less debate we have to have. Because, hell, poison in the ocean, it may not contribute to climate change, but we know it ain't good for the fish. We all want fish. So let's just focus on pollution in general. And also, yeah, stop doing that shit in the Oscars, because that's boring as hell. We want at the Oscars, no, we want like live DVD commentary. We want to share story from the set that happened that won't nobody ever know about. Laugh, tell a joke.
I'm going to interrupt you
off
for a second. I think that we're going to go into an after show, and it might take me a couple of seconds to make sure I can get there.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm tired of talking about Stacey Dash big face ass.
Yeah, let me see. I think I can.
She's still fine, though. She's still fine. She's just,
you know,
that
Boss
cousin.
Have,
you gotta ignore.
Recently, Boss have asked if when she became Republican, did she lose her her Black Never Cracked card? Because they said she immediately started aging right after that.
That's the curse,
and
of,
they
that's
have
the curse
the
of the Negro.
To prove it.
that's the curse of the Negro.
I'm not saying that. Okay. Now I'm going to hope that I can. I know I can do a live show to start live, but that would mean I would have to figure out how to do that first. If not, then I'm going to prematurely end this, but. Just a second.
How you doing over there, Tiger Girl? You straight?
Yeah.
That's what's up. So what is, I mean, I know you got your blog and everything. I mean, so what's your next big plan? What's your next big thing?
Well, right now it's more so focused on the podcasting portion of it. The blog is just kind of a catch-all of whatever is going on with me at the time, whatever I'm looking at. So the podcast is the most important thing. Like, that's my baby right now.
So
and
I
just
okay.
Up topics that are
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I was going to say that. I know. I'm like, I'm wonderful at interrupting. I know. I think that we are still on and live.
I don't think we're live just because you're saying it's kind of playing episode 8.
Wait,
right now.
When I click on the link that I tweeted, trying to see what's happening.
So maybe go back to it.
Well, damn. Y'all hear that? Ratchet ass lot of bills.
Oh, yeah. There's that number 8.
Number 8? Number 8?
Yeah, there was an old show from, like, forever ago.
Number 8? Number 8?
Yeah, I think the last season was, the last one was 9 episodes.
Number 8?
But I have the option to end the episode. That's why I think that it is still on. All right. So I'm going to continue. to the end. I think that the rest is I think the rest is going to be included. Okay. And listen, Tina Fey said that celebrities are stupid, and she's right. And she feels that they need to stay off of that topic. Like, you know, can we not use this opportunity to grandstand for, you know, world peace and that type of stuff. It was a very, there was a very controversial speech that he gave. But anyway, I hope that next year that no one gets up and does that. But of course, that's the moment where they, where someone who one of the winners feels the need to go up and prove that they're smart, and you know, usually the opposite occurs. Anyway, lastly, we were close to finishing for this week on Chris Brown. I really think that he needs medication. Tiger,
who,
you know, I've always said that about Chris Brown needing medication. In typical Chris Brown fashion, attacking men, women, and gays, he went off on his ex, Karrueche Tran, you know, Miss Coochie Train, as you call her, Tiger, saying that when the quote-unquote talent that she has is gone, everyone's going to leave her. But just what is this so-called talent she has? All these years that she's been covered by the blogs, and I still don't know what this talent is. Can someone tell me what is Miss Tran's talent?
I don't know what she does.
Tiger, are you aware of her having some talent?
To act a fool on social media. I mean, she is like, you know how we thought Rihanna kind of with him, you know, like hitting her and everything brought out the worst in him. I think Karrueche is like an obsession to him now. And it's like very scary. Like, it just seems like he follows her around and she's trying to move on. I don't even think she claims to have talent. That's the bad part about it. She's not, I don't think she's really trying to be anything that she's not. He's putting her in the spotlight and she's just like, get away from me. And he's right there, you know, starting arguments and stuff. Because he like went after her manager or something, didn't he? Yeah. Whenever I see a Chris Brown story, I kind of skim through lately.
I mean, she's supposed to be a model. And the thing is that, are you all aware? All right, well, he said once that he has a thing for picking women and trying to make them into something. Now, you know that is some misogynist BS right there, to go and craft a woman. But anyway, you know, picking almost a nobody essentially and making them something. Well, he failed here because I don't see her going anywhere. She's supposed to be a model. I've seen a couple things that she's done, but they were horrible. I mean, well, horribly small brands. Like, I have a hard time trying to understand how you're the girlfriend of Chris Brown and you're not doing anything bigger unless he's trying to keep you a secret. I think that he just tossed her, you know, a couple breadcrumbs just to get her something to do and to shut up and keep having those threesomes at home he said they were having.
So is she really trying to say something?
But I don't understand what the deal is now.
So, again, she's a model, and as for this fight that they had, she just said that she's sick of him. She's sick of him going after her, creating posts about her, mentioning her in songs. She asked to be left alone, and of course. As Chris Brown does, he doesn't know how to stop. He didn't just go after Karrueche. He took on Kevin McCall. You know, they did the song Deuces together. He said he was going to show him the real devil. He was going to have his grandmother crying because he broke his fingers and his kneecaps. I don't understand why. what is the reason that Chris Brown always has to go after the gangster role? Remember when he broke his mother's windshield with a rock? I mean, that's not very very badass, if you ask me. And what's
I just
the thing
think
with...
he's around the wrong people, honestly. He's around people that are either using him either using him for his money, or there's people that just are afraid to confront him because he flies off at the handle. You know, like he's not very approachable. He doesn't seem like the type that you could come to and say, hey, you have a problem. You need to deal with this.
Oh, absolutely not.
So it's a mixture of the two. There's people that are in his corner that are just using him for his money, and then there's people that are just afraid to speak up and say, you have an issue. You know, like
that's
you need to calm down and dial it back.
Well, do you remember his mother said that he was – go ahead, King.
No, I'll say that's my point, though. It was like, if you as a friend, I don't give a fuck how you're going to react. Because if you a person's friend, if you know them like that, you know how to tell them what you need to tell them in the way that they, so that they can take it the way you want them to take it. That's just a part of knowing somebody. You know, I'm pretty sure there is a way for those who really, either those who do care or do actually know him, to be able to go in and say, bruh, you need to, like, dial it back, like, two. You know, however you got to get the point across, fucking say it. But even if not that, if you tell him that he has a problem, he needs to, like get some kind of help, what the fuck he going to do but talk shit? That's all he going to do is talk shit. And talking shit don't never hurt no fucking body. And because we already know how the story
goes. His mother.
Throw a rock back at his ass. He'll stop.
That sounds like a good answer to me. I mean, she said that he was hanging around gang members, and she was afraid that that was where he went wrong. Neighbors in North Hollywood, where he the house that he recently sold, he had gang signs and all that stuff painted on the side of the house, or at least that's what the neighbors did, the graffiti or whatever. And of course, not only did he take on Karrueche and, you know, he had to take on Donald Trump because, well, who can't resist doing such a thing? He said that he was a bitch and a pussy, and he's always been that. Personally, a man who bloodies the face of his girlfriend, attacks gays, and again wants to break out his mother's windshield. That pretty much sounds like what do you call Trump? A pussy and a bitch. That I think he fits those words himself. I didn't really want to say it, but a spade is a spade. Can't really say, and whatever other word we can think of to describe him as, even if the way that he felt about Trump was accurate, I don't think that he's necessarily the person to want to talk down on another man's manhood. I think that he's DL. I don't know how you all feel about it. In my experience, most DL men that I know and have came across have anger problems, like blind rage anger, because they don't know what to do with themselves. They don't know what they want to be afflicted. And they generally, the ones that I know, act exactly like him. They do these extreme social media tirades. They're violent, or can be, physically and verbally. And that's just what I think of when I see him. I feel like I see a hurt DL man. I mean, look at this argument he had with Kevin McCall, calling him a DL bottom feeder.
Oh.
I mean, that sounds like he was calling him a bottom. Why do you know what that is, sir?
He
said bottom feeder, so he's cleverly worded it.
It's just weird that Chris Brown has like 10 stories out about him within the past 5 days.
And are they ever about
like
music?
Like that we have this much material. No, and that's the sad part. Like they're not about music at all.
I mean, I stopped it like the fourth. Yeah, I stopped it like the fourth story. Like I was over it. I mean, and I had a hard time, you know, I admit, I like stumbled a minute over like the story with Karrueche because it was like
Karrueche. You said it's Karrueche. I swear. I mean, I told you before, I'm calling her Karrueche. I'm not going to call her
it's Karrueche.
That Flicked name, as we would call it as kids, Flicked. I really don't even know what the fight was for. What are you two arguing about? I mean, she said, you know, leave me alone. She left him when he had that secret love child at least a year ago, I think. What are you still arguing for? I think she might be a celebrity hanger on as well. I mean, come on. If she loses Chris Brown, what else is she going to do?
Go to Caitlyn Jenner.
I mean, I'm not a...
Well, just fuck around.
She did say she liked women. So
she had to get buzzed down, and apparently Bruce was doing it. So hey, let's get it.
All right.
You
so,
said it.
You said it
earlier that Bruce can lay pipe. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, and we've seen Chris Brown's picture that was leaked. And according to Kim K, you know, her mother was screaming all over the house. So Caitlyn might be able to do a little better than Chris.
Oh.
I might 60% be.
Now that's a bit. Now that's the contest we need to be having. We need to put our money behind that. We're trying to make that happen. Beat down 016, Chris Brown versus Caitlyn Jenner. Who can lay pipe the best?
I'm wrapping up on that note. And this concludes the first episode of season 2 of the PopGlitz.com radio show. I would like to thank Tiger Leone for joining. Thank you, Tiger.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And she can be found online at tigerleone.com, TYGERLEONE.com. Did I get it right?
Yes, that's right.
All right. And DJ Grayson Jubilee, also known as Jubilee King B.
Yo.
Online at JubileeKingB.com.
Yeah.
Thanks
most
for
definitely.
Being
on. Find me on that. On the. Thank you. You can hit me on that gram, that book, the Twitter, all of those things, you know, pretty much at Jubilee King B. It was great speaking with you, Tyga, and also you, TJ.
Nice speaking to you, too.
And we will be on live next Sunday as well, 3 p.m. You can catch us at popglitz.com.
We got you.